Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
I like sucking, but I ain't gay.
Legit bad podcast.
Fuck those honkies.
Kick ass.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
He really knows how to suck a wiener.
Well, welcome back to Planet Retard. This is something we've been wanting to do, and we tried to do it last week, and my computer was not having it. So we're going to give it another try. If I can figure it out, then we'll do it live one of these days, too. But we're trying to do something new where we get listeners to come on Planet Retard and hang out with us while we read these articles. So tonight we have Mike, and he's from the Telegram chat. He lives pretty close to us, a couple hours south, so... I'm getting the schedule booked up with different listeners in our Telegram group. So if anybody out there wants to come on, feel free to email us or go into the Telegram and hit us up in there.
And tag us so that we see the message, because it's always popping off in there. So tag Joe or me and we will get you on the show.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, Planet Retard's kind of a, you know, an offshoot where we just read dumb articles. I don't know how many people have listened to the ones we've put out in the past, but it used to be a subscriber episode where we'd put it on Rockfin. But now I'm going to put it on the free feed, the audio, and then the video is going to be only on Rockfin, not YouTube or anything, just solely on Rockfin as a thank you to the subscribers over there. So enjoy Planet Retail. Now, if I can cue up my buttons here and hopefully it doesn't freak out like it did last week. All right, there we go. So our first story. British model turns pieces of her labia into designer jewelry.
False.
Says, jewelry should always reflect one's personal style. In the case of British mom Tracy Kiss, great name, it also memorializes her private parts. Earlier this year, the model turned fashion blogger underwent a labiaplasty. That's the technical term for removing parts of your fucking vagina. And part to remove a cyst that doctor said was caused by friction in the area. Wonder what she was doing.
It's from being a hoe.
Wait, yeah. there's a cyst causing friction?
I guess.
No, the cyst was caused by friction, which I imagine was from a penis.
No,
I did the sound drop.
It was caused from a penis.
Penis.
There we go. I had to switch boards. All right. The 28-year-old Kiss and blogged about the experience in very, very elaborate details at her own personal blog. She added another wrinkle to the story. It turns out she saved some of the parts removed during the surgery and turned them into a one-of-a-kind choker. So this bitch, if you're not watching the video, you can just look up this story. It's on HuffPost, which is, you know, a very reputable site for news. But yeah, it's gross looking. And the way that she did it, the video is on YouTube, so you can look it up on YouTube. I'm not going to play it because it is nasty. It looks like two little slugs in a jar. Like, I don't know what's in it, formaldehyde or something, but she takes them out and spray paints them and then like glitters them and then turns them into this fucking little brooch.
Fine, fuck, I'll just return my anniversary present to you.
That's just so not right.
Oh, and she said she also has her old breast implants too. Unfortunately, the surgical fluid they were stored in turned them gray, so I wanted a long-term option of preservation. The skin around her sex organ also turned gray from the surgical fluid. Yeah, that's why it was gross, because it looked like little gray slugs. As the graphic video below shows, she perked things up by covering the leftover labia in glitter. Yeah, and so the video is actually on here. It's on YouTube, but it's on here too. So she finished the choker about a month ago and currently wears it around her neck with pride.
Can you imagine her answer when someone goes, "Oh, where'd you get your necklace? I love it." Well, as a matter of fact.
Did she lead with that on dates? She's like, yeah, so you know where I got this necklace? Yeah.
From myself.
It looks a dried up, snotty, bloody booger, dude. That's just not right.
If anybody wants to actually watch that, I had to look at it because I was like, I'm reading the story and it looks so nasty. I didn't look at it. I'm not going to do it again, though. That's up to you guys. That's on you. That's like looking up, you know, all the nasty shit that was on rotten.com. That's on you if you want to see that shit. I'm good. All right. So the next one is, the headline is, I'm lucky to be alive after sustaining car crash injuries, tripping over my cat. What the fuck is that?
Faggots.
Oh, there's a video.
He fell Wait, down the
stairs, survived to be a fair. Car crash, tripped over a cat.
So he tripped over his cat while he was walking down the stairs, and the injuries that he sustained were similar to that of a car crash. Those of a car crash. He broke his neck, his back. He broke everything because of the way that he fell down the stairs.
So this is the first line of
Fucking
the article.
Cat tripped him, dude. Fucking yeah, cat he said, tripped him.
It says he suffered catastrophic injuries. Very nice. Very nice. New York Post. A UK man miraculously survived after sustaining a broken neck, fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood in his lungs, and other car crash evoking injuries from, wait for it, tripping over his cat. He says, I can't remember much, just falling fast. It was quick and it was over within seconds, then I was at the bottom. The freak apocalypse meow. Oh my God. That's. Hang on, where did my other button go?
They're playing on way too many words.
Yeah. It reportedly occurred on the evening of October 23rd while the Leicestershire-based professional musician was home alone with his hairless Egyptian sphinx. By the way, the worst kind of cat. It looks like balls.
Every cat's the worst kind of
cat. They feel like ball sack. They totally yeah, feel like ball sack.
I've pet one before and I'm like, ugh. So he
says, like a ball sack or a cat.
Disaster struck.
They're oily.
Yeah, it says disaster struck after the wrinkly kitty, apparently feeling playful, dove out and latched onto one of its owner's legs while he was coming down the stairs. Took a bit of a chunk out of my leg, then I lost my footing, he described, who reportedly tumbled down 14 steps before arriving at the bottom where he lay unable to move when his feline put the hell in hello kitty. There's pictures of this doofus. I mean, he looks like a nice guy. Oh, I didn't even do his accent. I figured he was British.
I thought I was trying to kill him.
It says, the massively injured man didn't realize the extent of his injuries at the time. However, paramedics later revealed that he'd suffered fractured skull, a broken bone in the neck, two fractures in the spine, 9 broken ribs, and each rib has multiple fractures. And then I had a bit of blood in the lungs. Oh, hang on. He said that. So, and then I had a bit of blood in the lungs. Eric Morican, meanwhile, is completely unharmed. So I'm with knowing how cats are, I'm saying that the cat did this on purpose and he was trying to kill his owner so he could eat him.
Is that his cat's name?
I think so.
Wait, he named his hairless ball cat Eric.
Yeah, Eric Morecambe. He has a whole name, a whole ass name. It's Eric Morecambe.
Or Morecambe. I don't know how
if to pronounce it. If you're in Boston, you just pronounce it Morb or something. You just leave out all the middle
you
letters.
You said Leicestershire, right, though.
I did, because I know you.
Have you seen those Mexican hairless dogs?
Fuck no.
Dude, they're trip looking. They're like not like a hairless chihuahua, but like they're like the medium-sized dog, but they're completely hairless and black. They look pretty trippy.
Yeah, looks like Anubis or something, the Egyptian god.
Yeah, dude, they have a weird freaky name, too, like Zlotl. You know how those Aztec names are, always X's and O's and T's and D's in the wrong places.
C-H's and, yeah. So yeah, that's about the extent of that one. He tripped over his cat and, like, just about died. I'm still going to
The moral of the story is don't own cats. Just get a dog.
Yeah, or just don't have any of them. Take them to the pound. Fuck them. You know what? Actually, don't even take them to the pound. They're full up on room there. Just go the easy route.
Oh.
All right, where is the next? This fucking Zoom thing keeps getting in my way. Okay, here we go. This one is the headline is, I ate a birthday burger with 36 patties. I was going to throw up. Fucking really? You don't say. Why would you do that to yourself on your birthday?
Go to the picture.
Oh, is that the picture here?
No, I don't think so. It's down a little bit.
Okay, hang on. Well, hang on. Let me read this. So it starts out on New York Post again with the stupid jokes.
And UK again.
Yeah. He had, like, what the fuck? Hang on. Oh, okay, I have to get my button ready. So it starts out with, he had it his way. Which is a Burger King joke, obviously. A UK dad, undoubtedly. It's always UK dads. And I know we have a lot of UK listeners. So can somebody fucking email me and tell me what's wrong with you guys? It's like a whole country full of Florida men. So it says a UK dad undoubtedly cemented his spot in the fast food hall of fame after ordering a 36-patty Burger King monstrosity for his birthday, one for each year of his life. And then he took off several years of his life, too, by doing that. That's gnarly.
That's way gnarly.
So Craig Harker from Northern England told the news channel, I think it's the biggest burger ever ordered at Burger King. A proper birthday treat. And the gourmand, I swear these AI articles, I can't even understand half the words, runs the YouTube channel Dad Loves Food, where he films himself doing everything from eating 100 chicken nuggets to subsisting on drive-through fast food for 24 hours. That's nothing. I could live on fast food for 24 hours. You know why? I'd eat one thing and be good for the next 23 hours because I'd be full still.
Unless he ate Del Taco, then you'd be in real trouble, dude.
Well, yeah, because you'd be dehydrated from all the diarrhea and whatnot. $64 burger, and from Burger King, that's no joke. You could feed three families at Burger King for $64.
So was there cheese? Were there cheese and condiments in between each patty, or did he have to just eat
It's just patties. Yeah,
that's gross.
How do you even? That's
that doesn't even taste good. That's not a burger. Like, there's no pickles. There's no ketchup.
It's only at the top.
That's what I mean. It's not. That's not really a burger experience. Come on.
So stupid.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. No. I like In-N-Out. Like, if I go for a burger, it's just straight up In-N-Out anymore. Like after seeing how, like, they preserve, like, the gray meat from fast food places, I was like, they straight up buzz killed me when I saw what the color of a real McRib was. I'm like, no more.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not real. It's like that thing that happened with Taco Bell where they're, some college student or something was saying that they tested the meat and that it was only 70% beef, and Taco Bell did their own study and came back and said, no, it's actually 80%. It's like, what? Yes. Okay. So the rest is sawdust. What's going on in there?
I think Jack in the Box is like tuna.
Ew.
They're talking.
Well, dude, yeah. Jack in the Box tacos are like wet cat food inside of a soggy like tortilla. It's weirdly good, though. Actually, it's gross. You shouldn't eat it.
But it'll hit the spot if needed.
Yeah,
and it's usually at 2 a.m. when you're shit faced and you don't remember you ate it anyway until later at about 2:00 in the afternoon when you do that.
Their market is stoners, so it's fine.
No, yeah. Explicitly stoners.
Yeah, see, I don't drink anymore, so I don't get the drunk munchies, so I don't have to worry. I get the high munchies. So
you're both pretty bad. If I got high munchies, it's like I'm gonna eat some peanut M&Ms and like some Sour Patch Kids and maybe some popcorn. When I'm drunk munchy, it's like I need a 36-patty burger. Like, I need something to push all that alcohol out.
The opposite. If I'm high, I will eat until I go to bed. I mean, I can't stop.
Yeah, it is bad. You don't stop and you don't feel full until it hits. And then your belly is like, you can see it and you can't. I can't see my weight anymore because my belly's so big. And I'm like, oh, I should have stopped like a while ago. All right, next story. Arizona grandmother's M&M-themed funeral casket goes viral. Mary Stocks Martin of Snowflake, Arizona, was buried in a casket she built and modeled after the blue M&M. Okay, I'll just read it first before I make fun of her. But she's dead, so rest in peace. Sorry about that. Her grandmother in Arizona made sure her funeral would reflect her colorful and fun personality with an M&M-shaped casket. Mary Stocks Martin, a retired teacher from Snowflake, Arizona, died on February 9th at the age of 86. Well, fuck, she had a good run. Good for her. Her funeral was held at the LDS Love Lake Chapel in Taylor, Arizona on February 18th, where guests were able to see Martin's unique casket during the wake and graveside service. So let's see. Let's see this motherfucker. I better have a picture of it. Oh, it does. There it is. She used to initial everything. No, so it's right. Can you see the screen? Can you see what I'm sharing right now?
No, man. I'm a total nut right here.
Oh, that sucks. Well, you'll have to watch the video later then to look up the story. Somebody said... I'm not sure if this is one of... I can't tell who this is, but... Anyway, somebody said she used to initial everything MSM. But that S in cursive, of course, looks like M&M, he said. The students started bringing her M&M's memorabilia, and it just started into something that she reflected on as part of her success as a teacher. Martin reportedly built her M&M-shaped casket with help from her son years before her death. So there is a picture of it on here, and
that is good for her.
Like, she's probably the creepiest
fucking funeral ever. Can you imagine standing around and trying to cry around that?
You just laugh instead. Yeah. Everybody at her funeral and her wake were just like,
I don't know. It's not like an open casket. Those ones always freak me the fuck out. I can't handle it. Like open casket. I don't want to see a fucking dead body.
No, I don't do that. I mean, even my grandpa had an open casket, and I could kind of see the top of his face from the where you're sitting at the funeral, and I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, I remember what he looks like. I don't need to see his dead face all made up and weird mortician shit. Like, no.
Yeah, that shit's morbid. That's the husk of a person. That's who they aren't anymore. Why would we want to look at that?
Yeah, and I just want to remember him the way he was. But I guess people, they'll have the argument that, oh, we're so disconnected from death and everything. You need to see the dead. No, I don't, actually. I'm good. I recognize he died and he's not here anymore. I'm good. Thank you. We'll move on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so M&M like, shaped casket.
8 years old.
What's that?
She's 86. Yeah.
She was 80. Dude, she's probably like one of those old school old teachers, man. Like probably 80. One of the old.
This, she's probably cool. You gotta have a sick sense of humor to do this. So.
This was probably written by AI, to be really honest. I don't know if students would recognize her signature and then bring her M&Ms because of that. That doesn't seem natural.
This is why it's written by AI. The bottom right here, they have a count of how many views and likes it has, the video of her casket. Video has been viewed more than 9.2 million times and has received more than 1.4 million likes.
Aw, dude.
Congratulations.
That whole AI thing is freaky, but like it's a stupid wave and we all know it's coming and we see it's coming. And it's going to be so used. There's nothing you can do about it. It's one of those technologies that kind of freaks. Like, fuck, I'm 52 years old. I'm not saying like I'm an old man or anything, but like I grew up with some good old Reaganomics nuclear weapon shit. That never freaked me the fuck out. AI kind of scares me more though,
I know. And it makes me think, like, are we just old because we're like kind of being Luddites about the new technology? This is something we've never seen before. And I know my parents were the same way with computers. Even they were like, really like, oh, this is bad. The internet's bad. And I mean, it might be. I mean, it's a tool and AI is a tool, too. But if that tool becomes conscious, then we have a different problem on our hands.
I don't think that will happen. I think that the video software, the video editing that we can do, I think it will either get banned or it will get heavily restricted. They're letting us play around with it so they can develop it. Then it will get restricted to us and then they will use it behind our backs, but we won't have access to it anymore.
Well, it's kind of like what Ben was saying with the, why do I have so many goddamn ads up here? It's like what Ben was saying with the, you need an AI to detect the AI. They do have that for ChatGPT where like in schools, they can detect whether somebody used ChatGPT to make their school paper. far as I know. I mean, it's like any other technology. The AI will get better, then the AI detection will get better, and it'll just go back and forth ad nauseum forever or ad infinitum.
Now sorry. We'll go back to writing in cursive on lined paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cursive. That's like, oh my God, dude. Oh, I hated that.
If they required cursive, half of the people or more currently in school will just fail out immediately.
Maybe allow typewriters, okay? But I just don't think they're going to allow computers forever.
So, all right. Next story.
It's like Dune. Remember in that movie Dune, there was a butlering jihad where they said, fuck it, no more computers. We got to do this shit by our minds because AI always tries to take over. That's one of the earlier wars in the story of Dune.
Yeah.
No more fucking AI or computers. The fucking shit's dangerous.
Yeah, and there's, like we talk about all the time, there's going to be some kind of splitting of society where there's people that are in smart cities run by AI, and they're just fully plugged into the Borg, and then there's going to be crazy people like us that are Mad Maxing it out in the desert trying to stay away from all that shit. Because I will. I'm not taking your CBDC or your AI-run fucking anything. I'll go hide in the mountains. I know you'll find me, but I'm going to do it anyway.
So I did buy a bunch of Stellar Lumens and Ripple. So
oh, okay,
we'll perfect. Be good.
All right. Next story. Frisbee dog drops deuce on basketball court and crowd goes wild.
Oh, no.
One person suggested the dog might be commenting on the University of Louisville men's 4-26 record this season. They better have a picture of the Duke because I got to see it. So a dog who was supposed to be
the Australian dogs.
Was it what?
Is it one of those happy Australian dogs?
That I don't know. Let's see. Says a dog who was supposed to entertain the crowd by catching frisbees at Tuesday night men's basketball game between the University of Louisville and Virginia Tech earned his pay, but not in the intended manner. That's because the crowd didn't cheer on the dog for catching frisbees, but for dropping a deuce on the floor of Louisville KFC Yum Center, according to the Louisville Courier Journal. Well, let's see. Does it show the dookie? Oh, it has a video. That's fucking...
Play it.
Oh, it said, to be fair to the dog, it didn't poop until the end of the performance, so perhaps it was intended as an encore. I mean, very clever, very clever. Let me make sure I got my sound shit right in here. Hang on. All right, let's try to play this video. We can see if it works.
It's a good-sized dog, at least.
What? That was it? I didn't even see the dookie. Hang on. It's a very short video. I'll play it again. Oh, there it is.
Was it like that's a running really... drop, or was it like I got to stop and take a dump?
No, like, he's running off the court. Like he's running off the court like he's done, and then just stops right in front of the trainer and drops one out, and then the guy picks him up and carries him off. But you can see the little poopy on the floor. Late.
He shouldn't have even carried him. He picks him up, but there's no point.
The damage has been done, sir.
Yep.
The
damage.
Oh my God. Dick. Yeah.
So, next
dude, it bothers me. I'm just gonna comment and say it right now. This is told me being a way old man. Fucking dog shit, dude. I hate it when people don't pick up their dog shit. That just I don't even have a lawn. It pisses me off.
No, it's not being old man. It's just being a normal, conscientious human. I saw it snowed here the other day. I think we were talking about that in the Telegram, but I'm out at work driving along the street and there's snow everywhere. And this dog, these people are walking the dog on the sidewalk and they're just watching it as it takes a fat dump right on the snow sidewalk. And then they keep walking. I'm like, dude, that's a snow dookie. It's going to melt and like nobody's going to see it because it's going to be down further. It's not going to be flush with the...
That's what they're counting on. They're like, no one's gonna see this shit, and then it's just gonna melt away with the snow.
They just stood there and watched him and then carried on like nothing happened. I'm like, there's a fat dump right on the sidewalk that your dog left there. What the fuck, people? So yeah, you're not being an old man, just being normal.
But like, I'm a maintenance dude at my work, so I take care of all the everything, and like part of it's landscaping on the outside, and swear to God, dude, just about almost every day I'm like a motherfucker. Come on, somebody's gotta pay. But like, dude, I'll tell you what's worse though, human poop, dude. And that's fun either, man.
Do you have to deal with human poop at your job?
I've only dealt with it once, and when I catch people sleeping on the property, I make sure that they fucking bounce real quick.
Just or throw a bucket out there, whatever.
No, human poop is gross in the wild. Like water in toilets is severely underrated for covering up the smell. Because I've had to poop outside. I'm very burpy. Sorry. I've had to poop outside. Excuse me. I've had to poop outside before, and it is fucking horrendous how much it smells without water, you know, covering that shit up.
Didn't you poop in snow as well?
Yeah, and it melted because it was so warm. It melted the snow. No, because I was in the woods, not on a goddamn sidewalk.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does. I was
like melting through the snow like the alien.
I walked into the woods.
I'm just kidding.
It's all.
I was out in the middle of nowhere. I wasn't in downtown city taking a dump on the sidewalk. That's San Francisco. Thank you. All right.
No. Well,
so preface. I guess I should have said this before the last story, but
we're going to talk about poop here.
So it's not really poop, but this one, it's from the Mirror. This is my favorite tabloid bullshit site ever because it's always the most ridiculous stories. So this is the quote in the headline. I'm addicted to eating toilet paper and munch 75 sheets a day, but it causes a big issue. No fucking shit, lady. So,
oh, dude.
Yeah, dude, this is a weird thing. I can't remember what the condition's called, but like where people eat their hair, like pull their hairs out of their eyebrows and shit. That's an actual.
There's mica and pilopecia or something like that.
Pilopecia is where your hair just falls out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's where you just straight up turn cue ball.
Hikas where you just eat random things.
And you lick blinds.
Hmm. Oh, right? Here it's actually in the story. It's called xylophagia. So while there's nothing wrong with eating your favorite sugary snack every now and then, it can become an issue if you develop an addiction to it. However, one woman has a more concerning problem than gorging on crisps, cake, or chocolate, as she admitted to being addicted to eating, well, this is the Mirror, it's UK, they say toilet roll, but for the US, it's toilet paper.
English. Yeah, she's fucking English. Straight up, when she said chips, I'm all fucking inbred Roman.
Well, her name's Kesha. Ooh, all right. Oh, she's actually from Chicago, America. That's a weird British thing to say. Kesha from Chicago, America.
fucking inbred Roman.
Oh, so she appeared on My Strange Addiction, that TV show, to spread awareness about her unusual habit known as xylophagia, an eating disorder involving the consumption of paper. The 34-year-old has been munching her way through around 75 sheets every day for the last 23 years, with her mom saying it's like crack to her. So 2020, she was freaking out. She's like, where am I going to get these 75 sheets a day? Like, oh no, she was the one that caused the shortage. She single-handedly caused the toilet paper shortage.
Like, if you think about it, like, all that bleach paper she's taken into her body's probably just fucked her up so bad.
I mean, she doesn't look like the healthiest person I've ever seen, but, you know, who am I to judge?
Can you imagine the thoughts going through her head when she's down to the last two squares on a roll and she just took a shit? She's like, okay, do I wipe my ass? Or do I eat this?
She has to have poops. She can't have to worry about wiping.
It's self-wiping. She eats toilet paper, so she just wipes on the way out.
She definitely eats other things.
That's
she
what has... they say. Yeah, when you poop, you're not supposed to have anything. It's supposed to be a magic poop. Nothing's supposed to be around there at all.
A magic poop.
I don't remember where I fucking read that one time. They're all, you're perfect.
I've heard that too. You're not supposed to have to wipe. If you have to keep wiping, you fucked up with your eating.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess I have bad poop.
Yeah, I fuck up with eating all the time.
Yeah, every once in a while I get a clean break where I wipe and there's nothing there. I'm like, fuck, good day.
Nailed it.
Other times I'm like half a roll in and there's still shit there. I'm like, what the fuck? All right, let me read the rest of the story. So Kesha believes her addiction is linked to childhood trauma victim. As in sixth grade, she moved out of her family home to live with her grandma and auntie. She said, I think I crave it because I love the way the toilet paper feels on my tongue, how it dissolves when it hits my tongue. You know, you could just eat some something else that is food. You can get that feeling from different foods.
Yeah, like a wafer or something?
Yeah, like Necco wafers.
How would she start eating toilet paper?
So let's read on. Although she prefers 2-ply as it's easier to digest, Kesha says she experiences stomach cramps and has a hard time going to the bathroom if she eats too much. fucking no way, lady. Her mom said every time I'd see Kesha, she'd have tissue in her hand and she'd try to hide it behind her back. If you try to take it from her, she'd get upset. I've never been able to understand why she eats tissue, and I never will. Wow, that's the end of that story.
So super ironic that she can't take a shit when she eats the toilet paper that she would use to wipe her ass after she takes a shit.
That's just karma, bitch.
That's like when you hear about people about like, you ever hear about when people are like, yeah, I eat my sunflower seeds whole, and you're like, what? You eat your sunflower seed. What the fuck are you talking? And they're all, bro, what?
Don't eat your sunflower seeds whole. The shells on those things could probably cut the insides of you a little bit and probably cause some problems.
I'm not a scientist. That looks like it might lacerate your colon.
Oh, so at least Kesha does have a psychiatrist. She says Kesha never realized how harmful her condition is until her psychiatrist, Kim Dennis, told her about the impact it's having on her body. She said if your intestines rupture inside your abdomen, that could be fatal, really, and could be fatal pretty quickly. You're putting your body at risk and playing Russian roulette with your life. Knowing she'll struggle to go cold turkey to overcome her addiction, he advised her to swap toilet roll for wet wipes as they're moist and digestible.
What?
Indigestible.
You can't flush a wet wipe. That's bullshit advice.
No, because they're indigestible, so they'll just go straight through.
Eating the toilet paper rupturing her intestines. So if that would rupture her intestines, even though it goes down a toilet, I can't imagine a wet wipe would be better.
Well, those don't dissolve. That's why you're not supposed to flush those. Believe me, I've dealt with those at my work because they've...
Oh, shit.
Those in Mazza do not go down the toilet. You know what Mazza is, right? The stuff you make tamales out of? Yeah.
Flour or the corn flour or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, corn flour, Mazza, and wet wipes don't go down the fucking sink.
Yeah. You have a lot of shit at your work, huh?
What? Well, when I see that, I call a plumber because I'm a maintenance guy. I do maintenance. I don't fix shit. I'm a maintenance guy. If it needs to be fixed, you call someone. I'm a maintenance guy. I'm like that. I'll fix it. And I'm an emergency guy. And I'll fix stuff and I maintain the whole area. But when it comes to flowing shit, that's above my pay grade.
Fair enough, dude.
I think that lady should just like pick up heroin or something. That's probably better for her than eating toilet paper. Like, have you ever heard of weed? Like, try that. That'll make you hungry for actual food.
Yeah, peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, I mean, grilled cheese. Jesus Christ, it's so much better. One button for that toilet paper eating motherfucker.
But
that's what she sounds like when she's trying to shit toilet paper.
On the way out?
That's what we were talking about earlier. It was like it's self-wiping.
Magic poop.
Yeah.
Paper?
Yeah. Yeah, it's magic poop. All right, next story. We got two left. So we're coming to the end, people. Hang on. A dolphin skull was found in someone's luggage in Detroit. So the skull of a young dolphin was found in a piece of luggage last week, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Obviously, this story is probably a couple weeks old, but the luggage has been separated from its owner on an international flight reentering the U.S. and was then scanned through an X-ray at the Detroit Metropolitan Airport. A skull-like shape was detected in a... yeah, that sets off Border Patrol real quick. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service identified it as a dolphin. The possession of wildlife items, especially those of protected animals, is prohibited. We take wildlife smuggling seriously and work closely with our federal partners, blah, 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 blah. Some fish and wildlife products are subject to restrictions, permits, and prohibitions when entering and leaving the country, including wild birds, land or marine mammals, reptiles, fish, shellfish, mollusks, and invertebrates, and any other animal part or product to include skins, tusks, bones, feathers, or eggs.
Are they not allowed to have a dolphin skull?
I actually read this article and didn't just read the headline before I sent it to myself. But so this is the ending line. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are now in possession of the skull and will be investigating further. There's no like...
So no answer.
Why the fuck did he have a dolphin skull in his bag? Maybe he was just going to put it on his mantle. Like, it looks like...
I'm calling AI.
Yeah. They just found a stock picture of a dolphin skull.
We want people to believe this. They won't read the article.
Yeah.
Oh, but now you're going to have people looking at all these articles. I'm all, now I'm going to be all, that's just written by AI. Fuck, now I got to look for shit like that, too?
Yeah, I know.
But, like, yeah, hey, I know you don't fuck around, like up here on our North Coast, nice to surf all the time. Like, there'd be washed up dead seals and elephant seals once in a while. Like, I know a guy that went to yank out some fucking teeth one time, and man, you can get so much trouble for doing stuff like that. It's like, no, dude. The ranger's like, really? Oh, bro, we can arrest you. Oh, yeah. Yank. Yeah, the, like, well, that was, like, back. Fuck. That was my serious. That was, like, over 20 years ago when that dude tried to do that. That's when, like, all the seals and marine mammals were all protected and shit like that. So,
oh, yeah, he didn't do on our account.
Yeah.
Yeah, save the whales. Collect the whole set.
Yeah, well, that's one thing you didn't do in our counties. Like, you don't poach abalone, don't fuck with seals, don't kick your dog, and don't beat your wife in Sonoma County.
Sounds like common sense to me.
It looks like Mike's coming at us hard with, like, common sense rules for life, but that's, severely lacking, as we say. All right, for the last story we have, this is, I think this one is actually, I don't see a day. Oh, it's from February. Okay, so it's relatively new. I think maybe OBDM covered this, but it's still funny. I had to put it in here. This is pizza shop goes viral after putting up, quote, now hiring non-stupid people sign.
I work with retards.
Obviously, they worked with a lot of retards because they had to put up that sign.
I want to hear the parameters for non-stupid to the owners.
I know. Look at the sign. It literally is this big ass fucking sign. Oh, I have to zoom in on this.
Stupid people walked in and they're like, I'm not stupid. I can work here.
Yeah, a pizza shop in Ohio has... I thought that pizza shops exclusively hired stupid people. Isn't that kind of the deal?
Maybe this is how they're trying to differentiate themselves.
And no offense if you work at a pizza shop, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So it says a pizza shop in Ohio successfully sliced its way to virality thanks to the specificity with which it announced it was seeking new employees. The shop in question is Santino's Pizzeria in the Columbus area, while the sign in question reads simply, now hiring non-stupid people. Per a report from a local, looks like radio station, in-person response to the viral sign has been largely positive. One person, however, responded to the sign's presence by calling in a fake order totaling more than $100. So literally proving their point and being fucking stupid. So over on the shop's Facebook page, owners confirmed they ultimately donated the pizzas made for the prank order to a nearby homeless shelter. Good for fucking them. In the comments section of several posts, some spoke kindly about the non-stupid people signage, while others criticized the establishment. Speaking with WBNS over the weekend, a manager at the shop explained that the sign was supposed to be a joke in response to what she described as employment struggles. According to that report, the sign was initially posted several months ago, although its nationwide virality didn't kick in until more recently. Instead of judging our signs, why don't you come judge our pizzas, she said, adding that the shop's pizza offerings are of the really good variety. Oh, so she's also stupid.
Oh, no.
They're really good. They're not great, but they're really good.
Well, where did the rest of this article go?
I would like to talk to the people who recently were fired right before that sign was put out.
I know. There's no other context for that besides they had this fucking sign and people got mad because they're stupid, thus proving the point. The
people who got fired. The moment you get fired, can you imagine losing your job? You get fired and then the next day you drive by and it's like, hey, we're not hiring stupid people here. That's kind of an attack.
Oh, how pretentious.
But in the best way, and I love it.
The more I hear stuff like that, and like, or it just, we're getting closer and closer to idiocracy.
Oh, yeah. We've been there for a while.
Yeah.
It's rearing its head more obviously now. I think.
Just waiting to hear reports from Tylenol Jones.
Oh, yes. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Oh, I don't think
oh
I have that
before.
Oh, I do.
What to you by Carl's Jr.
Yep. We are in idiocracy. So, dude, before we get out of here, is there anything you want to say to the people or anything you want to plug? Your favorite taco place down there? Or like, you know, also, I have a question for you, but
I just want to say thanks for the invite. Hey, man, just keep up the awesome podcast and just the awesomeness. It's, I mean, you guys have a great Telegram chat and all. It's good. It's just, yeah, I have nothing to plug, but just, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I do have one question before we get out of here. What is the 13th chimp thing? Because you always sign your messages.
Is it
with
like
that.
12 monkeys and you're the 13th?
It's a total pull off of that. It's like a pull off this 12 monkeys and this be the third chimp. Sometimes you got to fight like the third chimp.
Gotcha.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
It's a takeoff of Bolt. You know, like it's a takeoff from the 12 monkeys. Like, you know, that kind of weird, you know, stuff that we're all into. With the third, it's kind of like the saying from, you know, fight like the third chimp getting onto the arc.
Gotcha.
Do you understand that?
I always see that on your telegrams. I'm like, I gotta ask him about that shit. But dude, thank you so much for coming on. And
thank you.
Again, if anybody else wants to come on, any listeners out there. Yeah,
even if you're not on the Telegram, send an email, let us know, and we'll schedule you on to do Planet Retard.
Email, Instagram, whatever. And if you come, thanks, dude. And if you come on, you can also bring your own stories. Like, don't, I mean, you bring whatever you want. If you find something exceptionally retarded, I will love it, I'm sure. And we can put it on the show. Yeah,
a couple stories.
Yeah, you know what? I will totally figure this phone out and I'll totally do it. Because, you know, I really enjoyed it. This was a good Friday night. Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Totally
thinkable. Sweet.
We'll go smoke another joint, buddy. Eat some more tacos. And we will catch up with you probably tonight on the Telegram. But for everybody else.
Thank you so much for your time, you guys.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
We loved it. This is something I should have thought of before, and Jenna actually came up with the idea. She's like, why don't on Planet Retard we get listeners? I'm like, oh, yes. Very good idea. Yes.
Yeah, I'll have to tell you sometime about that weird, trippy AT&T underground, like, so-called base right outside of Dunnigan I worked on years ago, dude. It was a trip.
Oh, weird. Dunnigan's really close to us.
Yeah, it's really it's like this isn't an AT&T building. This is like, bro, there's air shaft that goes down like 80 feet. You guys are full of shit.
Damn. No, those AT&T buildings are suspect as fuck. And a couple years ago when that dude blew up one of them, I was like, there's probably a reason for that. He's probably not as crazy as the media is saying, because those buildings are fucking suspect. They say they're server farms or whatever, but they're always AT&T. You never see a Verizon server farm. At least I don't around here.
Dude, this was an AT&T maintenance facility for their field workers, that the field workers would come in armed because there was rattlesnakes, they said. Then they go into a small cinder block building to go underground to the offices. And we were building a building for their maintenance equipment. all this shit was underground there. It's a trip, dude.
Dude, that is crazy. All right, we're going to wrap it up. Everybody on the audio, if you want to get the video, you can go to Rockfin, or you can look up these stories yourself, too. That's just as easy and cheaper, actually. But all right, thanks, everybody. We will talk to you next week. It's not going to be Friday next week because we're going to a concert. It might be Thursday, so we might do Planet Retard next Thursday. Oh, I got to reschedule. Yeah, okay. Anyway, everybody have a good night. We're done now.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.